Well, now to the huge data breach of the Federal Office of Personnel Management, which was much larger than first estimates. And NPR is confirming today that OPM Director Catherine Archuleta is stepping down after growing calls from her for her resignation. Hackers stole more than 21 million Social Security numbers, as well as fingerprint records, employment histories, even information on employees' children and spouses. The hack highlights just how vulnerable the U.S. continues to be to cyber attacks. We're joined now by Kevin Mitnick, who served jail time for hacking and is now the head of Mitnick Security Consulting. Kevin, authorities are pointing the finger at Chinese hackers in this case. Is it possible to say with certainty that that's who it was?
Well, I'm not privy to their forensic investigation or their incident response, but it seems like the government frequently points to China in a lot of attacks. So I'm skeptical. You know, I do computer security and forensic analysis for my clients, and I don't like to make a statement unless I have some evidence to back it up. So I really don't know. But whoever the attacker was able to obtain a boatload of sensitive information. And apparently the OPM went under some sort of security audit, I think back in late 2014, and there was a report published. And they found that they didn't use two-factor authentication, meaning that to log into the systems, all anybody really needed was a username and password. They didn't use any type of vulnerability scanning program, which should routinely be done on, at least on a quarterly basis. And apparently they didn't really have the proper security controls in place to prevent these types of attacks.
Well, and how is that possible? As you look at this, the U.S. government is unable now, and we've been talking about cybersecurity and the possibility of cyber warfare for years. We know that they're preparing. They know that the threat is there. How is it possible that they're so vulnerable?
Well, it's not just government agencies that are vulnerable. Pretty much any company, any university. What my company does.
But that's sort of understandable, I guess. I can understand if a company gets hacked into or if a university gets hacked into. But this is the U.S. government, which has a multi-hundred billion dollar defense budget.
The government has a lot of money and they have budgets to enable these security controls to prevent these types of attacks. But it's been known for years that the government really has poor security. I mean, we're not talking about the CIA and the NSA or Department of Defense, but other agencies within the federal government, you know, when we read reports about their security practices, you're talking about report cards of D's and F's, that they don't have their act together. In this particular case, the Office of Personnel Management didn't even have a comprehensive inventory of their servers and databases and network devices.
So if we were to look at this as a physical hack, I guess maybe it's easier to think of it that way, of people actually, you know, climbing over the walls of the building of the Office of Personnel Management, going in and stealing a bunch of documents and leaving. You're saying that you wouldn't be able to do that at the Pentagon or the CIA, but the Office of Personnel Management and some of these other agencies just don't have the defenses, even though they have data, that they're storing data that is very sensitive information.
Right. They should have these security defenses in place, but unfortunately, the truth of the matter is they don't. And it gave the attackers, whoever they were from China or otherwise, the ability to compromise their systems. So I think this has been a huge wake-up call for OPM, and now they're going to obviously have to strengthen their security controls. And what I don't know is the Office of Personnel Management, if they had undergone what we call penetration testing. It's kind of like an ethical hacking exercise where somebody within a group within the government itself, or they outsource it to a security firm, attempts to hack in to the OPM systems to identify their security posture. From what I've read in the media, it's doubtful. If they weren't even doing scanning, which is very limited security testing, it is extremely unlikely they actually were doing more high-level penetration testing.
Is the U.S. government on the path to being ahead of the hackers, that our defense against hacking is going to be better than the hackers' offense?
Well, I believe that the government is striving to have better security, but in my mind, I still think they could be exploited. There's lots of government agencies, and they probably don't have the same security controls in place at each agency. So the Social Security Administration is not going to have the same security as the Office of Personnel Management, and they're going to have different vulnerabilities and different what we call attack vectors that attackers could exploit.
That's Kevin Mitnick, who served time for hacking. He now runs Mitnick Security Consulting. And as you would expect, I guess, if somebody who is this plugged into the world of hacking, he does have a lot of bells and whistles, digital bells and whistles going off in the background. But Kevin, thank you so much for joining us.
Hey, thank you for having me on your show.